The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the meantime, Simon Tierney's here with his shopping trolley. Simon, what's in it?
We have got salad dressing. Are you a salad man yourself?
Yeah, I love a nice salad. I love a good salad.
Can we just take a moment to talk about the salad that I prepared for you?
It is...
I made this for you. This is a salad, a full salad on a plate.
Yeah, it's kind of like it is to salads what minimalism is to interior design.
Harsh. I would describe it as a garden salad, a full garden salad.
It's a few lettuce leaves. That's what it is.
On a white plate.
On a white plate and a fork. Yeah.
That's literally it. Beautifully simple.
Yeah. Iceberg lettuce, I notice.
Iceberg. Yeah. So. Iceberg right ahead. Kieran, we are going to drown.
You couldn't have put a bit of beetroot in it or anything, no?
What? Do I look like I'm carrying around beetroot?
Yeah, you do, like, actually, a little bit. You look like the type who might have it. Like Dwight Schrute. The Dwight Schrute of The Office.
Yeah. Do you remember
Fans
Dwight?
Fans of The Office will get it.
Oh, I love Dwight. Kieran, we're going to drown.
This is the type
salad.
Of salad he'd eat.
It is.
You see, you are the Dwight Schrute of The Office. Come on.
Salad dressing is funny, right? Because I realized how different salad dressing is when I was in the States a few years back on a road trip. And I was in Montgomery.
Yes.
The capital of Alabama. And I ordered a salad. Now, the portions are enormous in the deep south. Like, they brought a salad. This was for lunch. It was absolutely huge. And it came covered in hot barbecue sauce.
What?
Warm, not spicy.
Sorry, what?
The salad, yeah.
Actually heated up barbecue sauce.
It was like they'd microwaved the salad with barbecue sauce.
That's awful.
And I had to send it back, which I always feel terrible about. And she brought it back, a cold version, and that was drowned in ranch.
Oh,
you
God.
Know the yeah, American obsession yeah. with ranch, which is basically just like fancy mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't have ranch today because it's not popular in this country. But we do have a French dressing, classic French dressing from Dunn's, which is coming in at 89 cent, 150 mil. That's actually their Simply Best. So that's that's their top premium range. Yeah, it's nice. A really nice, affordable option. In the middle, we've got Hellmann's. Hellmann's is interesting. Their salad dressings are kind of double dutying as dips. I actually tried it as a dip myself earlier. That's their Thousand Island dressing.
Okay.
Very trendy about 20 years ago. That's €2.50. And Lakeshore. A lot of people will be familiar with this. This is a premium brand.
Classic
it's
Caesar.
Now owned by the Boyne Valley Group. But it started off down the country as a kind of a small batch. Dressings, dips, mustards, things like that. And that is their Caesar dressing, which is one of my favourite salads, a good Caesar salad. That's €2.69.
So what is the difference then in terms of ingredients, what they're made with? You can smell the Dijon mustard leaping out of the Irish-made French dressing.
Yeah, okay. So French dressing is the most classic thing that needs to be in every fridge, right? It should have four ingredients: water, oil, vinegar and mustard. There shouldn't be an emulsifier in it, and that's why you are now shaking it, because it was separated between the oil and the water, and you can actually see that separation. That's a classic French dressing. You've given a right good shake there. It's nice and thick. That's because it's got corn flour in it to thicken it up. People tend to like thick salad dressings.
You've
nowadays.
Got a product like that becomes more viscous just by shaking it or something, like mayonnaise or ketchup. It's described as non-Newtonian.
Yes, I think we talked about that on the series before.
Yeah, Anton.
Anton, yeah, that was it. Yeah, if you go to a French restaurant in Paris or Lyon or Lille or what have you, I don't think the dressings are thick like that. I think
do they call it French dressing or do they just call it dressing?
Yeah, it's like the Chinese. They don't call it Chinese food. Just call it food. The French dressing, like, we've been Americanized with our salad dressings because we like them thick, like the Yanks love their ranch. But if you go to France, it's really thin, the dressing. It should be thinner. Anyway, that's just my personal gripe. So this also has turmeric, pimento, pepper, cinnamon, cloves, parsley. There's a lot packed into that French dressing.
Okay.
So do you want to try as we go, or do you want me to explain?
Well, I'll try as you go then.
Yeah, so
this
let's
is the
try
French.
The French dressing
okay.
first.
I added on a bit more there.
So it's a kind of a creamy color. Mm. It's very, very creamy. It's made with cider vinegar, which is nice rather than just a regular vinegar.
I like that.
Nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like. There's a bit of bite to it. I like the mustard. I like the Dijon mustard.
Yeah, you can Dijon mustard
leaping out of the bottle. Yeah. As I say, that's delicious.
Really, really nice. Mm. Yeah, with a simple salad, that's really good.
A reduced salad,
garden salad by Simon. We're now moving on to the Thousand Island dressing. Before you taste this, I want to just explain what it is. This is actually an American dressing. Well, kind of half Canadian. Thousand Islands is a region that separates Ontario from New York State. It's an archipelago of a thousand islands.
Okay.
And that's why it's called that. It comes from there. But it's kind of a mix of... do you know the way we would talk about Mary-Rose sauce, which is basically ketchup and mayo mixed
yeah.
together and thrown on an El Prawn cocktail for starters at Christmas Day dinner?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. But they put what they call pickles in it, which is what we would call gherkins. This Thousand Island dressing is shaking that up. If you'll excuse the pun, they've replaced the gherkins with red peppers. So that's why you can see through that jar, there's lots of little bits of red in it and a little bit of spice as well. So that's what's happening with the Thousand Island dressing. This also doubles as a dip. I actually put this on a slice of toast earlier and it was delicious. You could also dip carrots into it. You could dip crisps into it, anything you want.
Yeah. I'm not mad about that now.
Okay, it's a little, it doesn't have the vinegar punch that a French dressing has.
It almost, after the punchy French dressing, it almost tastes sweet. Now, I know it's not really sweet. There's a tiny amount of sweetness in it, like a minuscule amount of sugar. But, you know, so it's kind of flat, maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit flat.
After the French.
But that's what makes it quite Moorish as a dip, because it doesn't have that vinegar punch. You kind of want to eat loads of it. It's also the largest bottle there today. So that is that one. Now we're moving on to the Irish. This is Lakeshore's.
Yeah,
right?
Now I should just, for people at home that can't see, I had an issue. I wasn't paying attention while I was pouring this, and I've entirely drowned the lettuce leaves.
Not a bad thing.
In it?
Love okay. it. I love a Caesar salad at home.
Do you?
With chicken, croutons, homemade croutons. Really nice. How are you finding that?
Too creamy. Too peppery.
Too creamy. Okay. So let me explain what's happening here, right?
That's overpowering.
A Caesar salad should have lemon juice, olive oil, eggs, Worcestershire sauce.
I say it's overpowering. In their defense, I've just,
you've drained.
What I've eaten is 80% dressing, 20% lettuce leaf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've destroyed the salad that I spent 35 seconds making. How dare you? Worcestershire sauce, anchovies, garlic, Dijon mustard, parmesan and black pepper. There are some key things that Lakeshore are missing from a classic Caesar. This doesn't have parmesan in it. Read the front of the bottle. Read what it says on the front of the bottle.
A creamy dressing with a rich parmesan flavour.
Yes. Now, the way they're getting away with that is by the use of the word flavour.
Oh,
but there actually isn't any parmesan cheese in this product.
Everything should contain parmesan.
It also doesn't have anchovies in it.
Oh, no.
Now, anchovies are controversial, but a classic Caesar salad should have anchovies. Now, not necessarily in the sauce. You could put the anchovies in the salad itself, to be fair to the Lakeshore people.
So I think I'm going to go with the Simply Better Dunstores Irish Made French Dressing.
Simple.
Go to, always.
Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, shelf life is really important for these things, Kieran, because you kind of only use a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
The Lakeshore only lasts for 10 days, the Dunn's for 21 days, but the Hellman's for a whopping 30 days.
Wow.
Boom, that'll last in the back of your fridge.
Yeah, it certainly will. Would you ever kind of make one yourself, a bit of balsamic, bit of olive oil, just,
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of
a little bit
Italian.
A little bit of lemon juice,
approach.
Salt, and maybe a little bit of garlic salt is a nice thing to keep in the back of the press as well. Lemon is key for me.
Oh, we are true connoisseurs. One wonders how then you came up with that salad.
You ate my entire salad.
I did. Simon, thank you very much. Simon Tierney will rattle back with his shopping trolley at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.